This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wojo put out a column yesterday, the premier sports columnist in this fine city.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided, hey, we have a lot more star power in the city of Detroit now than we did 4 or 5 years ago. I'm going to rank them. And he did the top 10 star athletes in the city of Detroit. And he prefaced this with, this is not in order of who's the best. This is in terms of things like, you know, their persona and how revered they are and likability and stuff like that, right? The things that go into being a star. You have to be good, but it's more than just being good. So I want to go through this, and I'm sure you'll have some thoughts, John, as will our audience. He went number one. You want to go 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
Let's go 10 to 1. He did 1 to 10. I was listening to him yesterday, and he started off with number one, and I was instantly like, "Oh, come on!"
Yeah, build some suspense, Wojo. Come on, it's not your first day in radio.
It wasn't that. When he said number one, I was. I mean, okay, I agree that there are arguments to be made for his number one. I just disagree, and I didn't want to get distracted by disagreeing so quickly. So let's start with the tie that he has at 10.
That's a bad start, but we'll start there. He has a tie for 10. Wojo, you just got to pick one. That's the point. It's your list. 10 was a tie between Kirby Joseph and Jameson Williams. And I really think it's Kirby Joseph, but he didn't want to leave J-Mo out and face the wrath of the city, because you're not allowed to say anything negative about J-Mo.
Right.
We're very protective. But he had a tie, Kirby Joseph and J-Mo. Number 9 was Lucas Raymond. And I'm not even sure a Red Wing should be on this list, quite frankly. But he had one Red Wing, and it was Lucas Raymond at number 9.
Save your comments.
Spoiler, no Dylan Larkin. Jahmyr Gibbs was 8. Mm. Riley Green, who has made an all-star game, was 7.
Mm-hmm.
Probably makes another one, right?
I would think so.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is 6. Jared Goff is 5. And he stressed, this is not about whether he can win a Super Bowl or not. This is just star power. He put Jared Goff 5. Cade Cunningham was 4. Aiden Hutchinson 3. Penei Sewell was number 2. And you could probably guess, based on who we haven't said, that Tarek Skubal was the number 1 star athlete in the city of Detroit.
Okay. So I think there's going to be a couple of hot button items here that I'm just going to identify.
Okay.
One, you kind of already did. Lucas Raymond. Does a Red Wing belong on this? We'll discuss that. Jahmyr Gibbs at 8. Are you kidding me?
Where should he be?
We'll get to that in a minute. I'm just talking about the things that I think are going to be hot button items here.
Yeah.
Cade. Where Cade is going to be a cause for discussion. Might get a little heated. Because there are some people, much like J-Mo, that are very defensive of Cade Cunningham and what he is, who he is, and how he's gone about his business. Mad respect for Cade. I'm just not sure that 4 is where he belongs. And then Goff and Skubal, Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, like, where are they organized? Because we know, coming off of this past weekend, and we try and not have recency bias, there's no question. The best at what they do in their respective sports, I think you could say that on this list, there are 2 that are the best at what they do in their respective sports, and that is Penei Sewell and Tarek Skubal. So I understand why Wojo put Skubal as high as he did. I just disagree with it if we're talking about star power, because baseball is very much a regional sport. Now, I think Tarek Skubal has gone beyond the Midwest region. He is well known across Major League Baseball, but he's not like an Aaron Judge. He's not like a Shohei Ohtani. There are some other individuals that are just well above, head and shoulders above where Tarek Skubal is, because Tarek Skubal is a guy that you see every 5 days.
Yeah.
So that's an issue in terms of star power. I think if you're ranking this one, and I'll start with my number one, It starts with Jared Goff because people chant his name.
Yeah, there's no Tarek Skubal chants.
No. And they chant his name. They were until they played Washington.
Sure.
At LCA. They chant it in other areas. They chant it in other cities.
Grocery stores too. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And so the star power is clearly, I think, more in favor of Jared Goff than Tarek Skubal. And it's not a slight on what Tarek Skubal is or who he is or what he's done.
Yeah, I would put Jared Goff as the number one star in the city of Detroit, too. He's not the best athlete, not the best player, but he's the biggest star. I mean, some of this is just comes with the territory. You're the quarterback of a really good football team.
Yeah.
And I think part of this, too, is when Goff was delivering those playoff wins, how emotional people got and the chance that started, and he became kind of a symbol for the city. But even when he struggled last year in the playoffs, we did those shows, and John, people wanted to do anything but blame him. Well, our defense was injured, and Ben Johnson's a bozo, and J-Mo shouldn't be throwing the ball, and he threw multiple interceptions. But people didn't really want to do that because of the place he holds in their heart. Like, he is held in that regard. Not always performance-based,
mm-hmm.
but emotionally,
yes.
He is the biggest star in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, and some of that goes back to the head-to-head matchups with one Matthew Stafford.
Sure.
And it is winning playoff games, getting to an NFC championship game. Now, it took a little bit of a hit, obviously, with five turnovers. That's never good for the resume. But I think if you're talking about, if you asked somebody in San Francisco to rank this, or in Seattle, in Florida, in the flyover states, I think they would all, if you said, hey, who's the number one athlete in Detroit? Like, who is it that you just know, maybe even know the most? They're going to say Jared Goff.
I think they may say Skubal. I don't think they get the emotional attachment that the city has with Goff from afar. I think they would base it more on just who's the best from afar, because they wouldn't be in the weeds with us. They go, boy, this Skubal guy won the Cy Young. He's on the bump for your pivotal playoff game at the end of the regular, or in the postseason, all of it.
I don't know. I mean, and I would like to give more credit to baseball fans. But there aren't as many baseball fans as there are NFL fans. And again, he is, yes, reigning Cy Young Award winner. But if you asked him what he's done this year, they probably would be like, I don't know.
Ticket Texter says, I'd actually put Larkin in this list at 10 over Kirby and J-Mo.
Okay, we'll get there.
That would put two Red Wings in this top 10.
No.
I don't think that's
no, right, I don't think they deserve one.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
So you've got Goff at one.
Yeah.
Who is, I think it really starts to get interesting filling out the next, the rest
probably
of the top five.
Two, right? Does he have any, are there any demerit for the fact that he doesn't have a long-term deal? Like, does that hurt at all? Because all the other guys do.
I don't think that has anything to do with his star power, no.
But in terms of like roots down, like Sewell's locked up. Cade's locked up. Goff's locked up. Some stability there.
No, okay, so Aiden Hutchinson is not locked up, but
right.
I think I honestly...
You'd put him too?
I would have Goff, Hutch, Sewell, Skubal.
Okay.
Just in terms of star power.
And then probably Gibbs? Because I know how much you frowned at him not being near the top of the list.
Yeah, I would put Gibbs, who is... If you just rank him in regards to running backs in the NFL...
Behind only Saquon, maybe?
Saquon, Bijan, maybe Derrick Henry.
Okay.
And so you're talking about a top four guy, and you could make an argument that he's
star
higher,
power, by the way, not who's better. Yeah.
Right. And so I would certainly have Jahmyr Gibbs higher than eight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you'd have Kate out of your top five.
Yeah.
Some of this, I feel like, again, we're doing the city of Detroit. The Pistons have often been seen as the fourth team in the city. I think he's going to take the biggest leap from this year to next year in terms of star power in the city.
Very well,
because I think he just had his like aha moment to a lot of casual fans. Whoa, we're in the playoffs? Who's this guy? He's an all-star? He's all NBA. Now you have a year to kind of marinate in it, and I expect him to get even better. I think he could be as high as 2 or 3.
Could be.
In the next year now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we do this again at, you know, hey, at the end of May next year,
yeah,
it could be a completely different order, which it should be.
Yeah. But there's, I mean, like, Sewell's not going anywhere. Hutch isn't going anywhere.
No, but it could also be different for Aiden Hutchinson. If Aiden Hutchinson is Defensive Player of the Year and the sack king, I think you could make an argument for him for being number one.
As a guy from the state, too. All this stuff plays into your star status.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up here. He's played college football here. He's played, you know, obviously had a great start to his NFL career here. And, I mean, he's just going to take over the state of Michigan and Detroit fans.
Steven in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how are you? So, hey, John, listen, I agree with you on a lot of stuff, but I don't even think it's close. I think Tarik Skubal is number one. And the reason why, I don't agree with the whole every 5 days. I mean, when you think of the 97-98 Braves, the two players or the players you think of are Maddox and Glavine, right, and Smoltz. Those are pitchers. Okay, so as far as star power goes, I think Skubal's one. I put Cade number two. I think Wojo's way off on Cade. And then you start talking about Goff. I think Penei Sewell's a little high on this list when it comes to star power. Star power. Now, if you're talking best overall positional player, Penei Sewell's probably number one. Okay, but as far as star power, Cade, I know you guys just talked about it, but I would even think about putting Cade up at number one just because just the recognition that he got was as an all-star this year. He got some MVP votes. And Costa, you even got on the radio and said that the next American MVP will be Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, so, but he isn't there yet,
I
was
know
my
how
point.
He's not higher than number four. Now he's not higher than number four. I don't understand.
Well, my point would be he's not there yet. And
yeah,
that's
I've got him at six.
Sure. Couple ticket texts. J-Mo shouldn't be there. Mo Sider should. Star power, Goff one, Cade two, Gibbs three. Texter says Aiden should be number one. He's in State Farm commercials. This is star power. Jeremy in Chicago.
Right. If you've got a national campaign, which is, you know, Aiden is one of those. Who else has a national campaign?
How about this index, the jersey index? Texter says, I see more Aiden jerseys than any other jersey in the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw another index on you?
Yeah.
The trick-or-treater index.
Oh.
How many Jared Goff trick-or-treaters did you have? I know I had at least one Aiden trick-or-treater. I know John had multiple.
Well, yeah, because I live in the Plymouth Canton area. Every kid in the Plymouth Canton area.
I thought you lived in Schembechler Hall. The way like you're working over there, yeah. I know. 10 stars. J-Mo isn't a star, according to the ticket texter. Says he's the 32nd ranked receiver on PFF. Replace him with Carp or, Carp. Says Carp and Green are both top 10. Carp was not on this list. Larkin was not on this list. Wojo's point was we have more than we've had, and it's hard to cram them all in. That's why I did the tie.
That's the beautiful part of it, is we could actually make an argument for guys that aren't on the list to be on the list. And when was the last time in the city's history that you could look and say, I mean, it's been, 15 years?
Since the title?
No. Since that you could fill out a list of 10 stars.
Yeah, yeah. You probably have to go to the tail end of those Tiger teams with JV and Scherzer, and you'd need all of them to get to 10 because you'd had Calvin and Stafford. But yeah, we're talking 2014.
Right.
It's been more than a decade. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.